when you say bones, of course, you're not talking about human.
No, not human bones.
Is there
No,
any re
there's most, it's predominantly animal bones as well. I mean, all we found was animal bones.
Is there any reason to think that there could be some human burials on or
Oh,
near this site?
definitely, definitely. And that's what's funny. You know, when people are doing construction, for some reason, they never run across a burial ground or any graveyards or any human remains at all. And every time we dig a site, we find human remains. You know, most times, most of the human remains are in a burial ground. And we avoid those areas. You know, unless it's going to be something that construction just can't avoid. But even, you know, we find human remains any place at a site. For instance, we were digging one in Washington, Missouri, where we had a bunch of cooking pits and earth ovens. And in one of the earth ovens, we came down on the top of a human that had been placed inside that, and person had been placed in a squatting position inside that earth oven and buried. And that was right in the middle of their cooking area. So we're like, what is this? So you just never know where you're going to hit a human remain. And, you know, every time we do a dig, you know, it's not unusual to find a human remain buried underneath a house or parts of human bones. You know, that, you know, sometimes people would actually keep skulls and that around, sometimes for trophies, but from, you know, from warfare and that, but oftentimes, even if it's just a good old Uncle Charlie that you could talk to at any time, and Uncle Charlie dies, well, you keep Uncle Charlie's head around, and you can still talk to it, for instance, sometimes.
All right, so.
So it's you can find human remains any place, and that's why I'm always telling construction crews, you know, that you can hit human remains any place within a village site. We had another village site where they were cremating the bodies and bringing them back and placing it in pots and burying the pots near their home. So instead of having an urn on your mantle, they had a pot, you know, a pot buried near the house so that the relatives were near their relationship still.